Imagine this. You have 22 years of legal experience. You have a 91% settlement rate.
Which is an incredible track record.
It really is. And you get a direct, warm referral from a client's trusted family member.
Okay. Sounds like a closed deal.
Right. But then you lose that exact case to an attorney who's been practicing for like 6 years.
Oh, wow. Wait, really?
Yeah. And this junior attorney has literally never seen the inside of a courtroom. So welcome to the Legal Marketing Playbook from Forward Push Law Firm Marketing. I'm Ron, your host, and I'm joined today by my co-host, Sandy.
Hello, everyone. You know, that scenario you just described, it's brutal, but it happens every single day in this industry.
It really does. And that is exactly why today's deep dive is centered around a really fascinating article we found directly on the Forward Push Law Firm Marketing website.
It's such an eye-opening piece.
It is. We're speaking directly to you today, the hardworking lawyers listening right now. If you've ever felt that that deep burning frustration of seeing lesser quality competitors soup up great cases in your market, today is for you.
Cases you know for a fact you could handle significantly better.
Exactly. We are going to unpack the heartbreaking reality of what the article calls the invisible expert.
Such a powerful phrase.
Right. We're looking at exactly why legal excellence so often loses to inferior attorneys with superior marketing. And more importantly, we'll talk about the mechanics of how you can actually fix this visibility gap.
It really is a pervasive issue. You know, you put your head down, you do the hard work, you build the expertise over years.
Yeah.
And yet the phone just keeps ringing for the firm down the street that seems to, I don't know, care more about their Instagram presence than their case law.
Which is incredibly frustrating. I mean, to understand why this happens mechanically, we need to look a bit closer at that scenario I mentioned at the top of the show.
Let's do it.
So the article walks through this painful story, and it perfectly illustrates this invisible expert problem. Let's break down the timeline.
Okay, set the scene for us.
We have a prospect who was in a severe car accident about 3 weeks prior. Medical bills are piling up, the insurance company is calling her constantly, and she is just completely overwhelmed.
Total crisis mode.
Exactly. So she gets a personal referral from a trusted family member to this incredible veteran attorney.
And when you say veteran, we are talking about the gold standard here, right?
Oh, absolutely. Like I said, 22 years in practice, a 91% settlement rate.
Wow.
Someone who regularly wins cases that would normally go to verdict under almost any other attorney in that specific market.
That's the attorney you want. So the family member gives her the name, she writes it down, and you'd think in a logical world, this would be a closed loop.
You would think so, yeah.
A warm referral to a top-tier lawyer should end with a signed retainer.
But here is the plot twist. Instead of picking up the phone and calling that veteran attorney immediately, she decides she wants to, you know, do a little research first.
Naturally.
So she opens her laptop and asks ChatGPT who to call for a personal injury case in her city. The AI processes the prompt and gives her three names, along with a little summary sentence about each one.
And let me guess. The veteran attorney she was referred to wasn't anywhere in that AI response.
Not a single mention.
Ouch.
Right. So she follows the path of least resistance. She keeps searching based on the AI's response. She looks up one of the firms the AI suggested.
What does she find?
Well, she sees they have 240 Google reviews sitting at a pristine 4.9 stars.
It's a lot of social proof.
Huge. Then she clicks over to their YouTube channel and watches three different videos. In these videos, the attorney explains exactly what happens in a car accident case, how medical bills are handled, and what she should expect in the first 30 days.
Oh, so they're answering all her immediate questions.
Exactly. And by the time she finishes that third video, her mind is made up. She hires them without ever making a single phone call to the 22-year veteran.
Man, to lose a warm, direct referral like that is just a gut punch. But it actually gets worse, doesn't it?
It gets so much worse. Because she felt a little guilty about ignoring her family member's advice, she actually sent the veteran attorney a courtesy email.
Oh, no. A courtesy email.
Yes. Just to let him know she went elsewhere, thinking he might want to know since her family member had spoken so highly of him.
That is just salt in the wound.
And the ultimate sting. The attorney she actually hired, the one with the AI mentioned, the videos and the reviews, had only been in practice for 6 years.
On zero trial experience, right.
Literally never taken a single case to trial.
You know, hearing that entire sequence of events, I have to push back a little on the prospect's logic here.
Okay, let's hear it.
Ignoring a direct, trusted family referral for a YouTube video and an AI prompt, That does feel pretty reckless from a legal standpoint. I mean, how does a prospect justify choosing someone with zero trial experience over a seasoned veteran?
It's the completely natural reaction to think she made a foolish choice. A lot of experienced lawyers hear this and think she was just duped by flashy marketing.
Right, like she fell for a gimmick.
But I want to look at this through a different lens. She didn't make a foolish choice. She made a human choice based entirely on what she could see.
Okay, unpack that for me.
Think of legal skill like a high-performance engine in a car, but marketing is the headlights.
Oh, I like that.
You can have the most powerful, fine-tuned engine on the road, but if you're driving in the pitch black without headlights, nobody sees you coming.
Because you're literally invisible.
Exactly. A passenger isn't going to get in your car. They're going to get in the slower, less powerful car that actually has its headlights on simply because they can see it and it feels safer.
That analogy really puts it in perspective. The 22-year veteran has this massive roaring engine, but they are driving in the dark. While the 6-year attorney has a much smaller engine, maybe even a little unreliable, but their headlights are blindingly bright.
Spot on. And this brings us to a crucial realization about the psychology of a client in crisis.
Which is so important to understand.
When we analyze why that prospect felt safer with the lesser experienced attorney, we have to recognize the cognitive reality of her situation. She is a layperson who is just in a violent collision.
Her stress hormones are elevated. She's anxious. She's vulnerable.
Exactly. A person searching for a lawyer in a moment of acute crisis is not conducting a legal performance review.
Right, because they simply don't have the context or the education for that. A layperson can't evaluate your deposition strategy or your courtroom demeanor.
No, they have no idea what that even looks like.
To them, a metric like 91% settlement rate over 2 decades is just an abstract concept. It doesn't soothe their immediate anxiety.
That is a phenomenal point. In a state of crisis, cognitive load is maxed out. They cannot process abstract statistics.
So what are they actually looking for?
What they can evaluate, and what they do evaluate rapidly and mostly unconsciously, are credibility signals.
Credibility signals.
Yeah, the article breaks down the specific questions that actually go through a prospect's mind during this frantic search process.
What kind of questions?
They are asking themselves things like, do I see this attorney's face? Do I hear a calm, reassuring voice? Do I understand how they think about problems like mine?
Basic human connection points.
Exactly. Does their website look like a modern, legitimate business? Do 200 other people who were in my exact situation think they were worth hiring?
And the AI piece too, right?
Right. When I ask an AI who to call, does this name come back as a trusted authority? Those are the signals they rely on to feel safe.
Which is incredibly frustrating for the veteran lawyers listening to this because none of those signals actually reflect legal capability.
Not a single one.
I mean, having a slick YouTube channel doesn't help you win a summary judgment. So, if these signals aren't about legal skill at all, what exactly is the prospect actually evaluating?
That is the core thesis of this entire deep dive. In the absence of legal skill signals that a layperson can actually understand, the prospect is evaluating your marketing infrastructure.
Just the infrastructure.
That's it. The inferior attorney won the first call simply because they built those infrastructure signals, while the excellent attorney remained completely invisible.
Wow. So they didn't choose worse legal representation on purpose.
No. The prospect chose the only legal representation that effectively communicated safety and competence to her in a language her stressed brain could process.
It really shifts the perspective. It's not that the client is making a terrible, uninformed decision. They are just using the only metrics available to them,
Exactly.
which means the burden is entirely on the law firm to provide those metrics in the first place.
And since marketing infrastructure is the only metric the prospect can effectively evaluate, we need to move from the theory of these credibility signals to the actual mechanics.
How do you actually build the headlights?
Yes. Let's break down exactly what the lesser experienced attorney did to win that case. The article highlights three specific pillars of modern marketing infrastructure that drove this outcome.
And we need to understand the why and the how behind each one.
Definitely. Let's start with the first one.
You know, looking at what this junior attorney actually did, the first thing that jumps out is how they weaponized AI.
Oh, absolutely.
Because ChatGPT didn't just guess their name out of thin air, it pulled them up based on specific data points. So how does a firm actually become the AI's recommended choice?
It's a really fascinating mechanism.
Huh.
So the first pillar is AI search visibility. Remember, the prospect's first action after getting the referral wasn't to call, it was to ask the AI.
Right.
To be one of those three names requires a very deliberate strategy. Large language models, like the one powering ChatGPT, don't, you know, think about who the best lawyer is.
Right, they're just predicting text.
Exactly. They scrape the web looking for deep structural consensus. They look for entities.
What does that mean for a law firm?
Well, if your law firm isn't established across the web with consistent data, what we call name, address, and phone number consistency, the AI struggles to verify you.
Oh, I see.
And on top of that, if you don't have deep, semantically relevant content on your website answering specific legal questions, the AI simply cannot fetch you during a prompt.
It essentially acts as a gatekeeper of trust.
Oh, boy.
If the AI is looking for a consensus that you are an authority in personal injury in your specific city and your digital footprint is shallow or outdated, the AI just skips right over you.
And that is why the six-year attorney won that step. They built content structured specifically for AI to scrape and understand.
That makes a lot of sense.
But AI only gets the prospect to your digital front door, right? It doesn't build human trust. It just provides the map.
So what happens when they actually get to the website?
When that terrified prospect arrives at your website at midnight, how do you actually convince them they are in the right place? That leads to the second pillar, consistent video content.
Ah, this is what the article refers to as building a parasocial relationship, right? Because the prospect watched three videos before deciding.
Yes, and the psychology here is incredibly powerful. The article mentions this is moving into counsel twin AI territory.
Counsel twin AI.
Yeah, it's about having consistent video content in the attorney's own voice published regularly. Think about the reality of a crisis search.
Okay.
That prospect is awake at 2 a.m, her neck hurts, she is worried about missing work, and she is desperate for answers.
And she obviously cannot call your office at 2 a.m.
Exactly. And frankly, reading a dense 500-word legal blog post takes way too much cognitive effort when you are in pain.
But watching a 2-minute video of a human speaking calmly bypasses that cognitive overload entirely.
It really does. It scales your empathy. When you have a library of video content answering common questions, you are leveraging asynchronous communication.
That's a great way to put it.
You are fast asleep in your bed, but your digital twin is awake, looking that prospect in the eye, explaining the legal process, and validating her fears.
That is so powerful.
By the time morning comes and she is ready to make a phone call, she already feels like she knows you. You have already conducted the initial consultation without ever picking up the phone.
It creates a sense of familiarity that a static web page just can't compete with.
Not even close.
But, you know, even with AI visibility and great video, consumers are still incredibly skeptical. They want proof.
Always.
Which brings us to that massive number of Google reviews the junior attorney had.
240 reviews sitting at 4.9 stars. This is the third pillar, the review pipeline.
And we really need to dig into the mechanics of this.
We do, because you and I both know that 240 glowing reviews do not just organically materialize simply because you did a good job for your clients.
Oh, definitely not. There is a well-known psychological concept where if a service goes terribly wrong, people will move mountains to complain publicly.
Oh, yeah, they'll write a novel.
But when things go exactly as expected, when you win the case and do your job, clients just say thank you and move on with their lives. They don't naturally go to Google to write a paragraph about it.
That's the exact friction point. Happy clients disappear. So that massive review number represents a systematic infrastructure built over years.
It's intentional.
Very. It means the junior attorney's firm recognized that they could not rely on organic goodwill. They built a dedicated mechanical pipeline to ask every single satisfied client to leave a review at the exact right moment.
Capturing them at that moment of peak relief.
Yes, the moment the settlement check clears or the moment the favorable verdict is read, you have to intercept them when their gratitude is at its highest.
And make it easy for them.
Exactly. You have to make the process of leaving a review completely frictionless.
Mm.
A text message with a direct link, an automated email follow-up, it is a machine.
Right.
And when a midnight prospect is sitting there, anxious and uncertain, seeing 240 other human beings vouching for an attorney provides an overwhelming amount of social proof. It silences their doubts and seals the deal.
You know, listening to all this, optimizing for AI consensus, shooting and editing consistent video content, building automated review pipelines, It sounds like a massive full-time job.
It can definitely sound overwhelming.
Does this mean a brilliant 22-year veteran attorney has to suddenly stop practicing law and become a full-time digital marketer just to compete?
I am so glad you brought that up because this is where a lot of highly skilled lawyers feel completely defeated. They think it's an either-or scenario.
Like they have to choose between being a good lawyer and being a good marketer.
Right. And I want to use the article to reassure everyone listening. You do not have to stop being a lawyer.
That's a relief.
The excellent 22-year veteran didn't lack this infrastructure because they were incapable of understanding it. They lacked it simply because nobody had helped them build it.
So it's a resource allocation issue, not a capability issue. The junior attorney didn't sit down and code an AI or build a review software from scratch.
Not at all. The inferior attorney won specifically because they put systems in place to reach strangers.
They delegated it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
They partnered with the right external agencies, or they hired the right internal staff to handle the heavy lifting. They built an engine that runs in the background.
While the veteran was doing everything manually,
The veteran attorney was trying to rely solely on the raw quality of their legal work in a modern landscape where digital visibility is the prerequisite for the legal work even starting.
so the takeaway for the listener is really about recognizing that excellence that only shows up when you are already in the courtroom just doesn't cut it anymore.
It really doesn't.
The battle is won or lost when a stranger is looking at their phone in the middle of the night.
That is the fundamental truth of modern legal marketing. Excellence that only shows up in the courtroom doesn't win the internet search.
So true.
So let's bring this full circle.
Oh.
Let's look at what happens when the invisible expert finally gets visible.
Okay, let's play that out.
Let's imagine that our 22-year veteran attorney decides enough is enough. They get tired of reading those courtesy emails.
I don't blame him.
They sit down, they get the right partners involved, and they build out this exact marketing infrastructure.
I like this scenario much better. What does the timeline look like for that next prospect?
It completely shifts the paradigm because there is
Yep.
always a next time. Someone gets into an accident, they are stressed, they get a referral from a friend, but they still go to ChatGPT first to verify.
Because that's just consumer behavior now.
Right. But this time, because the veteran has built deep, structured, semantically relevant content, the AI overview cites them as the top authority. Their name appears right at the top of the prompt response.
Step one, cleared. The AI has validated them. What happens when the prospect actually clicks through?
Step two, the prospect lands on the website or the YouTube channel. And right there, instead of dense text, is a video of our veteran attorney.
Answering their
They're
questions.
answering the exact legal question that is keeping that prospect awake. But here is the major difference. This time, the prospect hears the genuine confidence of 22 years of experience.
Oh, that's a great point.
They see a calm, authoritative demeanor that only comes from decades of actual trial work. The empathy is scaled, but the substance behind it is infinitely deeper than the 6-year junior attorney.
And then to silence that final bit of skepticism, they check the reviews.
They look at Google and they see 200 reviews validating that 91% settlement rate.
Wow.
200 people confirming that this attorney fought for them and won. The marketing infrastructure is now perfectly amplifying the actual legal excellence that was always there.
The headlights are finally matching the power of the engine.
Exactly. And the result of all that infrastructure working together.
What is it?
The result is no more courtesy emails.
Thank goodness.
Right. The prospect doesn't send an apologetic message about going with someone else. She picks up the phone. She hires the best lawyer in her market.
That's how it should be.
And the attorney who spent over 2 decades building that incredible hard-won track record finally gets to use it on a case that was always theirs to win.
It really highlights a beautiful point, you know? Marketing infrastructure isn't about tricking anyone. It's not smoke and mirrors.
Not at all.
It's simply about making sure the best possible representation is actually discoverable by the people who need it most when they are at their most vulnerable.
That is the perfect way to frame it. Proper marketing isn't deception, it's illumination.
I love that.
The infrastructure simply brought the veteran attorney the cases their excellence deserved all along. And that is the ultimate fix to the invisible expert problem.
It's so actionable, too.
It is. The fix is not going back to the books and doing better legal work. If you are listening to this deep dive, chances are your legal work is already excellent.
You know the law. You know how to fight for your clients.
Exactly. The engine is fully built and ready to run.
The engine is a masterpiece.
It is. The fix is simply visibility. You just have to install the headlights so the world can see you coming.
Absolutely.
So as we wrap up this conversation, I want to leave you with a provocative thought, something to mull over on your own time.
Okay, let's hear it.
Tonight, take a brutally honest look at your firm's digital footprint. Look at it not as the proud, educated owner of the firm, but through the anxious eyes of a terrified layperson.
Put yourself in their shoes.
Exactly. If you were a stranger in a crisis, frantically searching for help at midnight with zero legal context, would you hire you or would you hire your loudest competitor?